or?
Yes, they, either term.
Either one.
It scares or it's hard to come back. Mm-hmm. I've heard my father ask people, well, do you just have to have it? Do you, are you sure? Mm-hmm. You just have to have this loan.
When someone paid on his bill, did your father give them anything to show his appreciation?
Always. A receipt.
A receipt? Would he give them any, a knife or anything like that?
Oh, well, yes. There were prizes, always.
Is that what you call them, prizes?
Prizes. Or, premiums is the word.
I see.
That he always gave a premium.
Would you explain that?
Well, like flour. In the deals with the mill, many collector's items now were these crockery premiums. And there would be complete sets of dishes, very similar to what Big Star and all those have now. But you didn't call them an extra bonus gift. They were premiums. Mm-hmm. And for a certain amount, they would get a platter or a bowl or a plate, cup and saucer. Sometimes silver, flat wire, even 1847 Rogers, silver plate, and all kinds of, after crockery ware was very popular at one time, and granite ware.
My recollection of the word premium is that, well, I think Quaker's Oats used to have a premium in every big. Now, would that be the same as if someone paid a very substantial amount of money? I have no idea how much, but be quite a bit of money. Say,
well, now he might just out of his the goodness of his heart, mm-hmm. if someone paid before time, because even merchants had to make arrangements. Sometimes for their bills, if it had been a bad crop year and someone came in and made a substantial payment, he might give him a new pair of overalls, and that came out of my father's pocket.
I see.
But it was still a premium on
that,
his account.
That's a premium. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting.
It was a thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty interesting. I have not heard the word premium applied in that way. It's very, very good. Suppose someone in town has a reputation of never spending any money.
He's a tightwad.
And suppose they
He's Scrooge. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Good to see you. Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah.
I hope I have the pleasure of meeting you again.
Sure, I hope so, and I want to see what you all think to put out.
All right, sure. Well, I'm glad to have you see it. Hope it's not too long to wait.
I hope not.
Well, goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Do you make a distinction between a tightwad and a miser?
They're one and the same.
One and the same. All right. Suppose somebody says that, suppose your father would say, now, I think next week, or next week, I'm going to have to ask you to come in with some money. They might say, well,
they used I reckon a lot.
Uh-huh.
I reckon I could do that.
And that means
I suppose I can.
Uh-huh. And, if a farmer went to town to your father's store, that would be known as going.
Well, to purchase what he needed.
Yes, would that be shopping or trading?
To trade.
That would be to trade.